From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And sorry, we got way off clock there, but always fun to have Craig on. And I hope that was fun for you guys. We enjoyed it. So
anyway. That's all that matters, Fred. We're selfish people.
Well, no, you stood up for your buddy. That's not selfish.
That's true.
I don't know that we're selfish. I just think there's times on the show if we're having fun with something, we're just going to keep going with it. So, Jong, I apologize for us getting off clock, but that was fun for us. So, if it makes us look bad that we went way over, I don't really care because for one day, on a Tuesday, and we all know Tuesdays suck, we were enjoying ourselves.
Yeah.
So, we got a brief respite from trolls and everything else on a Tuesday. Which there shouldn't be any trolls today. It's such a beautiful day outside. Unless you're an Astros fan, then you're probably not feeling real good right now. Casey asking, when is it time to start worrying about the Astros? I think it's, again, it's a little early. But you do want to see some signs that there may be something more there than what we're seeing. And the one thing I'm starting to worry about is Dallas Keuchel.
He's losing games at home now. Things are... I don't want to say it's time to just give up on the whole season. These guys they're not going to be anything. It's obviously too early for that. But this team isn't as good as they were last year. I think we can agree on that.
That's pretty clear. And I don't think...
You always felt like with Keuchel,
You had a guy that was going to get every fifth day.
If you started a slide, he would stop it. Now he's contributing to the problem.
When I came in early today to record one of the interviews, which will air at the 6 o'clock hour, which I also went a little long on, but I'm sorry. I asked David Dilotti, do you think, this guy he didn't get monster contract, but he sure got paid in arbitration. Mm-hmm. You think that has anything to do with it?
He hasn't gotten his big payday yet, so you would
think
But
he's also getting far enough along in his career where, that big payday, it's not going to happen unless you have another Cy Young season.
Right.
So, I don't know. I'm always skeptical of guys who get big contracts and then...
Well, I will say this. Even if he didn't have to have another Cy Young year, but if he had had a good season...
And he may still.
He may still, right.
He could easily turn it around and win his next 10 home starts again.
But he needs to have a good season if he wants to get a contract. Because we see the money that pitchers are getting now is stupid. And he could cash in on that, but he's got to pitch a lot better than he has.
Yeah, and the one thing I've always kind of compared him to this year, and 979 brings it up on the text, what point did the Rangers start to turn their season around last year? It was a little farther along. They got off to a really bad start, too. But they also had a few series where they looked good, right. And then they'd go into the slump.
Let's also remember, the crazy thing about the Rangers is they did it without their starting third baseman, who happens to be one of their best hitters, and they did it without their ace pitcher. The Rangers dealt with a ton of injuries and still ended up making the playoffs. The Astros are pretty healthy. McCullers is the one guy missing.
Yeah, and that's not going to affect the entire rotation the way things are. They're just not pitching well. They're not scoring runs. And when you look at some of the production that you're getting out of guys – some of it's good enough that you think, well, they should be better than this, and they're not. And that's where the concern comes in. But the minus run differential is back where it was 2 years ago. All the numbers are where they were 2 years ago when they were just awful. So am I ready to punt on them? Absolutely not. But am I concerned that they may not be pulling out of this? Absolutely. So anyway. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And so just to reset the show, if you missed the first hour, we had Craig Gass for three segments. He was terrific. The first segment, we talked about the basketball. If you want to get in on anything, 713-780-3776 is the number. And we've got a lot of good stuff planned for you. Jerome Solomon will join us at the bottom of the hour. And 6 o'clock hour for my horse racing fans, John Scheinman, who is a fantastic handicapper, one of the best in the country, is going to break down his four horses that he thinks are going to run in the trifecta. And that'll be at 6 o'clock. And as I mentioned in the 5 o'clock hour, if you plan on making a whole lot of money, if you take his horses and one of mine and box them for 50 cents in the try, $30 ticket, you're going, if it hits, you're going to win a bunch of money. So we shall see. What are the odds all three Houston teams severely underachieve in the same year?
I mean, we're one for one so far.
One for one and on our way to two for two. So we shall see. Anyway, somebody asking any hockey bets tonight. Yes, I am on the over on the Islanders. Over 5 goals. In fact, okay. This is one that I am.
You can move on it as if it's already been played?
As well, not quite because, you know, I don't do that. But this is the best one. There's a lot of indicators it's going to be like a 6-4 game. So, anyway. Okay, here's an interesting question from Robert. Between UT, A&M, UH, and Texas Tech, which football program will be the first to have a new coach? I would guess UT or A&M because their coach would probably be the one they take from UH, so they would get him before UH got a new coach.
True.
I kind of think Charlie Strong's going to have a better year. I think he's going to have a year that at least indicates they're on the right path again.
He better.
Sumlin, that one's a little more interesting. I think both those guys are going to have good years. So, I think I've been wrong.
I mean, the Aggies are in a situation where even if they're better, how much better can they be in that conference 1 year later? You know? I don't know if they can improve enough that it is to where you're thinking, all right, we're on the right track now. Because, I mean, unless you think Aggie's going to win 11, 12 games, that seems highly unlikely, right?
No, but I think a 9-win season would keep his job.
Yeah, I think it would too.
I just don't – I don't know what they're going to be yet. I mean, they've recruited really well, but big question at quarterback. And looking at – I mean, this is kind of dumb that I look at next year's draft already. There's a bunch of Aggies in that first round. Miles Garrett is one of the guys they have as a top 5 pick. There's a couple others in there, too. They got Ricky Seals-Jones as a top 25 guy. So, I mean, there's talent there.
Did you see the Dwayne Brown PED story?
I did not.
The NFL Players Association sent a memo out telling players to be cautious about eating meat in Mexico and China, because some of it is contaminated by clenbuterol, which is a banned substance.
I've used it.
Have you?
No.
Have you ever eaten Mexican or Chinese meat?
Yes.
Okay, well.
I have.
Dwayne Brown is the one who apparently uncovered the issue with these meats. Dan Graziano and Tanya Ganguly are the ones who were reporting it, that he was, if you remember, he was suspended for PEDs back in 2010.
Yes.
For 4 games. Well, he also tested positive last November after he came back from bye week. He was looking at a 10-game suspension as a repeat offender. He appealed, and with the help of the NFLPA and receipts from meals showing he ate 10 burgers and 2 steaks while in Mexico. Dwayne, work some veggies in, bro.
No kidding. And
he was cleared. And his experience is one that the union would like other players to avoid. And remember, the Texans and Raiders are going to be in Mexico City.
Yeah, you guys might want to bring your own food.
Or eat chicken. Because, I mean, can you imagine? My initial reaction, and I know Dwayne, if I didn't, I feel like my initial reaction would be like, you're a guy who's been busted once, now you're telling me the steak you ate gave you a positive test? That's BS. But apparently the NFLPA and their appeal sold it, and it worked.
Okay, but here's what the cynic in me says. Really, you kept all those receipts from a vacation so you could show that you ate Mexican meat just in case something showed up?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the cynic in me. Sorry. Oh, here's a USA Today did next year's mock draft, which is way too early, of course. But there's some interesting names at the top here.
Lord have mercy already.
Yes, everybody does this, right? The day after the draft. But they gave the Browns the first two picks. They gave them their pick and Philadelphia's pick. So they'd have the first two picks in the draft, which, in case you're curious, as of today, would be Deshaun Watson and Leonard Fournette.
Okay.
But the ones that were interesting, like Myles Garrett, they have third on the list. They have the Saints being the third worst team in the NFL because they have them taking Myles Garrett.
Okay.
But just some other interesting names. A little farther down, Dalvin Cook they have going to the Lions at 16. So they got a bunch of running backs in this thing. Tyquan Lewis from Ohio State to the Cowboys.
Okay.
The Ricky Seals-Jones to the Raiders at 22. Raiders in the playoffs. Texans get Eddie Vanderdoes, defensive tackle, UCLA. And a couple more running backs here at the end. Royce Freeman of Oregon, Christian McCaffrey of Stanford, of course, to the Patriots.
Dude, I don't think Christian McCaffrey's going to last that long if he comes out. Somebody's going to jump on that guy high.
You would think. I don't know. That's going to be interesting because
you could probably list a handful of them, but I would say between Leonard Fournette, Christian McCaffrey, and Dalvin Cook.
I think those are three guys that probably are top 20 talents.
Boy, you've got a really, really interesting crop of running backs coming out next year, and I wouldn't be surprised if all three of those guys go in the first round.
Well, they have them in there. So,
and I think if McCaffrey has another year like he did last year, somebody might take that dude in top 10.
Yeah, I think he's...
And I think he's very marketable. I think teams are going to fall in love with that guy. You see how I said marketable, and what I mean is he's a white running back.
Yep.
So he's like a unicorn, so teams like that.
I think if... To me, and I need to see another year out of him, he's a Reggie Bush at best, and that's not going to be worth that kind of pick, but let's see how he does this year. I mean, I need to see another year out of him. All right, John says he just took the over in the Islanders game. I hope it pays out. I do, too. I've been pretty good on these overs. Not great, but pretty good. I'm clipping along at about 70% for the whole playoffs. But this one is one I've been waiting on for a couple of reasons, and we'll see if it works out. How about a Canelo versus Khan windbreaker jacket?
I want one.
I hope we get one. Don't we usually?
Yeah.
All right, so caller 15, you're going to win a Canelo versus Khan windbreaker on Saturday, May 7th, the middleweight world champion. Canelo Alvarez and two-time world champion Amir Khan will collide in a mega fight. It's power versus speed. Don't miss Canelo versus Khan. See it live on pay-per-view Saturday, May 7th at 8 p.m. Central. All right, now that I've read that, it's Conello versus Khan. I don't know who Conello is.
Conello is the conehead version of Canelo Alvarez.
And then it says middleweight world champion Alelo Alvarez.
Wouldn't that be awesome if there was an actual conehead boxer?
That would be. That guy, boy, he just kept lowering his head like a unicorn and pushing you back with it.
You're not allowed to do that, though, in boxing. That would be considered illegal.
Well, I mean, it's your head. Headbutting. You're just lowering your head.
Yeah.
So.
We talk about some really dumb
things. I know.
Sometimes. I'm okay with it, though.
Hey, the hell. Like I said, it's a Tuesday, and it's a beautiful day outside. People should be in a good mood. They should not be in a crappy mood.
I'm in a good mood.
I'm in a great mood. I mean, it's Derby week. I'm excited. Derby week, fight week.
Oh, no. What? I just saw some bad news.
Uh-oh. Don't bring me down. You're going to bring me down, aren't you?
Kate Upton's wearing an engagement ring.
Oh, like you had a chance. Come on.
Justin Verlander put a ring on it?
Yeah. You didn't know that? That's been all over the internet all day.
I didn't know that. Good for him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a lucky guy because he got that contract, and now he sucks. I mean, and if he were paid like the kind of pitcher he is today, he would never get a chick like Kate Upton. He's lucky he hit the big time, and then he found her right after he got that big contract and locked it in. That's a good move. That's a real good move by him. That's a guy who struck while the iron was hot, Fred.
Yeah. 832 asks, Christian McCaffrey, Toby Gerhardt comparison unfair? Oh, completely. They're not even close to the same type of player.
Christian McCaffrey is about 42 times the athlete Toby Gerhardt is. Literally, 42 times.
Yeah.
Jackie Robinson times the athlete.
Yeah, Toby Gerhart was just a big guy who was who could run, and
he couldn't even run that well. Toby Gerhart sucked at. I mean, Toby Gerhart was a good college football player,
but he was a big dude who was slow.
Yeah,
Christian McCaffrey's the exact opposite of that.
All right, guys, Mother's Day this weekend. We've been telling you guys it's on Sunday. Don't blow it. And you want to treat your mom right. She's been an expert on everything your whole life. She's probably given you relationship advice. She's done everything for you. The one thing you can't go to her for advice on is what to get her for Mother's Day. Don't worry. You can come to us for this. You're going to look like an expert on Mother's Day when you use Pro Flowers. And for today only, you get 15% off everything. You can get 100 blooms with a free glass vase for $19.99 or make her day extra special and upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Go to ProFlowers.com today. Use our code Fred and AJ. And today only, you guys get that extra 15% off. Go to ProFlowers.com. Use the code Fred and AJ. But remember, the 15%, the extra 15% is for today only.
And here's the only way to get this incredible deal of an extra 15% off. And I'm telling you, man, these flowers are awesome. And the ones that we get, they last, I mean, weeks. So visit ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and type in Fred and AJ. That's ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone and type in Fred and AJ. Mother's Day is this weekend, so order today. This offer expires today.
On your knees, dog.
Listen to the 142nd running of the Kentucky Derby, 4 p.m. Saturday on ESPN 97.5.
And we're back on the Blitz. Yep, Kentucky Derby coming up on Saturday. We'll have a little Derby talk in the 6 o'clock hour, so stick around for that. But right now, we got to talk to the King, Jerome Solomon. Follow him on Twitter at Jerome Solomon, Houston Chronicle columnist. What's going on, my friend?
What's happening, gentlemen? How's life treating?
Couldn't be better.
No complaints, Jerome.
I had that quitter on the show earlier.
Yeah.
That's not funny.
It's a little funny.
No, it's not. That's awful. Granted, I don't understand how, you know, if you, like, every time you drink, you have to do Coke. Just order your drink straight. I don't really understand what's the problem.
I've always ordered my drinks with a side of Coke. I do find it enhances the experience.
Yeah, a little splash of Coke, fine. But, you know, you don't need Coke, you know.
Speak for yourself.
That's a guy, though, that I would love to get drunk with Craig, but unfortunately he doesn't, so oh well.
See, now that's much worse than my cheap quitter joke. You can't say I'd love to hang out with somebody who's quit doing that and say you want to do that with them. That's not right.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying maybe 12 years ago, you know, would have been fun.
Yeah. I'm sure. Not for him, but for you. And yeah, well, it's all about you.
Of course it is. Of course it is. I'm a selfish bastard. What do you want?
Aren't we all? We just don't want to admit it.
Oh, well, I admit it. There's the difference. Hey, all right. Well, let's talk here about your beloved Texans draft. And they went a very interesting direction with all the speed. I'd be curious on your thoughts, because I think in our case, we're not real crazy about the first pick like the rest of them. What did you think of what the direction they went?
Yeah, that's one of those, you know, I always say about the draft, you don't know, you know, what you got. You, at this point, you either applaud or slam the direction, the idea behind what they're trying to do. And I'd say you give them an A+ for what they're trying to do. Clearly, they think they walked out of the draft with potentially 4 starters on offense. That tells you they're paying attention to how bad their offense was, even though people are trying to tell you it wasn't as bad as it was. Yes, it was. So, and when I say 4 starters, I'm even including Osweiler and Lamar Miller, and then, you know, at least 2 of the first 3 guys they picked are probably going to start. Maybe all 3 of them, they'll certainly get starters minutes. Now, I'm with you guys. I mean, a guy who's small, light, and shaky hands. but they're not asking him to step in and be a number one guy. I don't even think they're even asking him to be a number two. They're just asking him to make a few plays when the plays are there to be made, and they will be, because I don't care what DeAndre Hopkins is claiming about, well, there goes the double team. No, he'll still be double teamed. At least this kid ought to be able to make some defenses, you know, feel bad for doubling and ignoring him enough. And that might be enough to get you over the hump.
What'd you think of Braxton Miller? Because to me, that's a pick that if you're wrong about your first round pick and you're right about this guy, we'll probably forget that they took Fuller in the first round.
Exactly. And you can be, you can be wrong about Fuller and Miller. That didn't have to be great, and you still feel good about what you get, because I really believe the key is more of the Nick Martin one, because you were so wrong, or at least I think so, about Tua Filo, that it's like, wait a minute, you know, now you're drafting a guy and you're telling me immediately he's a plug-and-play guy, he's supposed to start for you on your offensive line immediately. Well, a couple of years ago, you act like nobody you can draft can start on your offensive line. So that tells me you made a mistake with the other guy. You better not be making a mistake with this one. But Braxton Miller, everybody who's been around him says he is spectacular, and obviously he's only learning the position. Will that growth continue? We don't know, but both him and Fuller, they're better than the guys they're replacing right now. So if they improve a little bit, they're still better. If they improve a lot, they're much better. So I can't slam those picks at all, unless they're complete flops. And I can't see them being a complete flop.
To that end, though, you're talking about they made a mistake on the offensive line. Are they admitting that they made a mistake trading up for Jalen Strong last year?
You kind of have to. I mean, I don't know if they're admitting they made a mistake. They're just saying, okay, he has a lot to prove. Will he deliver? We'll see. And they, you know, clearly this team values character, and Strong hasn't shown the best of character in all kinds of ways. And I'm not talking about guys smoking weed or whatever, but getting caught and admitting it is yours, not that bright. Showing up at camp and not being in shape when you're a rookie, not that bright, you know, and on. They're just telling him, look, dude, we're not going to spend a whole lot of time. We're not going to waste a whole lot of time on you. And I'll give Bill O'Brien some credit on that. That's not a Gary Kubiak type move. Gary Kubiak he'll ride that horse until it's, you know, glue it, you know, efforts. Whereas, you know, O'Brien is going to bail on him. If he doesn't think the guy can deliver, he's going to let him know early on, we got other guys to replace you, and if you don't show up, you'll be gone. And you hope that spurs a guy on to you know, being a professional. But if he doesn't, that's on him. And of course on Richton for drafting him. But
well, yeah, we've already seen it with guys like Lewis Nix. I mean, they're not afraid to say, "All right, we screwed up," which they seem to do a lot. But hey, this Dwayne Brown story is kind of bizarre. What do you know about that, other than he had his positive test overturned because he ate tainted beef?
Yeah, that one I am completely out of the loop on. You're right, it's bizarre, and that's one of those ones where we'll see how it shakes out. And it's, you know, it's
at first glance it's hard to believe, isn't it?
No.
Okay.
Personally, I just, these things don't get me riled up, you know what I mean? So and nothing I see when it comes to tests and testing positive surprises me. So it's hard to believe, you know, and that means across the board, whether it's accident, intentional, whatever. I don't walk around thinking, you know, what an athlete will or would not do, because I have no idea. And so we'll let it wash out over time. But it is bizarre is all I can give you. I can't give you any more than that. That seems like that's not enough, but that's what else is it except bizarre?
Speaking of bizarre, at what point do you start panicking over your Astros, especially when Dallas Keuchel can't win at home?
Now. I mean, I already rode the Rockets. Oh, well, you know, give them a little time. throughout that entire season, and they never found it the way to do it. But I think there's a difference in here, you know, where the Astros got more out of their season than they were made of last year. So you thought, okay, you add a closer or at least a back end of the guy, and, you know, if you have the same kind of year, that guy might make a difference. Well, you can dog Giles all you want, but even if he was perfect right now, they'd still be terrible, because it hasn't gotten to him and gotten to the bullpen where it's been enough of an issue. And you're supposed to count on Keuchel to deliver. That's half the reason anybody predicted they would do anything, is because you're writing down, you know, a good 15-0, or maybe that's ridiculous, but 13-3 at worst kind of a run for him at home, and he's not even delivering you that when your best player isn't giving it to you this far into the season, this many starts. Yeah, it is time to get a little concerned. But they're the Astros with the way their franchise has been built. There's not a whole heck of a lot they can do. It's not like they're going to go and, you know, make some huge trade here and they're not going to go and sign anybody because it's the middle of the season. They just have to ride it out and, you know, it's baseball. It's a long season. They got a long way to go, but they've almost fallen back to the point to where they won't be able to come out of it. And I know your tombstone from 05, that team, though, was a veteran team. That team had guys who've been through it many times. This is a young team. I don't see them doing that kind of turnaround. So if they don't settle down here in the next 2 weeks, the party's over.
That's Jerome Solomon, Chronicle columnist, one of the best in the country. You can follow him on Twitter at Jerome Solomon. Jerome, as always, appreciate the time, my friend, and we'll try to have some fun in Vegas and, you know, in your honor.
Yeah, you know, just drop the coke.
right after we're drinking. Take care, man.
Bye.
All right, guys. Been telling you about Mother's Day. You're running out of time. It's this weekend, and you've got to take care of your mom. And your mom's done so many great things for you. And if not your mom, the mother of your children, think about how unique she is. And you wouldn't have those kids if not for her. So there's one way, one great way to show your appreciation with something that's unexpected, something that's just great to look at. They taste fantastic. Sherry's Berries. Right now, get Sherry's Berries, freshly dipped strawberries, starting at $19.99 plus shipping. Or today only, you can double the berries for just $5 more. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in our code, Fred and AJ.
These berries are great. They're great for anyone, any whoever the mother in your life that you're shopping for is, whether it's your mom, your stepmom, your baby mama, your wife, whoever it is, you treat her right with these Sherry's Berries. You pick the delivery date, it's guaranteed. Customer satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. There's no lose situation here. Here's the only way to get the great deal. Freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99, or you can double them today for just $5 more. Go to the site, use our code Fred and AJ. Berries.com, Berries. Click on the microphone in the top right corner, type in Fred and AJ. That's berries.com. Click on that mic, enter our code Fred and AJ. This amazing deal where you can double the berries for just $5 more today only. And Mother's Day is this weekend, so make sure you order now.
The RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. The official ESPN 97.5 app is now available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or Android, you can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. All right, I promise you you're going to have to come up with something if you – I want to prove you're actually a horse person who wants to go to the track on Derby Day.
I won't be there, or I would go.
I know, you'll be in Vegas still. Yeah. I'm flying back Friday night so that I will be there. So you're going to join me at Sam Houston Race Park this Saturday and watch the Kentucky Derby in true Derby style. You're going to get a four-pack of tickets – and you get to join me for live racing this Saturday at 1 p.m. Enjoy a complimentary buffet, sit in the special ESPN section at Sam Houston Race Park. And if you've ever been out there on Derby Day, man, it is packed, so there's not many seats available. So do not bother calling with this unless you're planning on using the four-pack. We're going to have a handicapping contest. The winner gets a dinner for four at the Winner's Circle Restaurant. Watch, wager, and win at Sam Houston Race Park with ESPN 97.5. Okay, here's how I'm going to try to avoid the Googlers. First person who can tell me who was second in last year's Kentucky Derby, gets the four-pack.
All right.
It's 713-780-3776. And our young lady out there knows the answer. So the first call that has second from
last
year.
You know the answer?
Yeah, I do.
What is it?
I'm not going to tell them yet.
Oh, okay.
Somebody actually has to get it.
Gotcha. All right. I understand the game now.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, all right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the gem of the day, the Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right, you have something for us.
Yeah, I'll do it today. There's a student at Red Mountain High School in Mesa, Arizona, who
was dared to do something. Following up on a dare, never a good idea. He is a football player at Red Mountain High. And in the team photo, he pulled out his dong.
Okay.
No one seemed to notice until it was printed in the yearbook and distributed to the school. It was also printed in the football program and sold at games to students and families. Osborne told police he was 18 when the photo was taken and he was dared by a teammate. He was booked into jail Saturday on 69 counts of indecent exposure, a Class 1 misdemeanor, and one count of furnishing harmful items to minors, a Class 4 felony. He was subsequently released and ordered to wear an electronic monitor. In a statement, the district said it was dismayed by his actions and that it had recalled the yearbook to make a minor but critical edit. Upon learning of the photograph, school administration immediately contacted police and is cooperating fully with the investigation. The worst part of this is, well, and they say with the small size of the photograph as published makes the details difficult to discern.
So it means he has a small one, right?
I guess that's what it means.
All right.
But now he may have to register as a sex offender.
Okay, that's a bit much. That really is a bit much. I'm sorry.
I guess they're saying that he knew the yearbook would be distributed to underage children.
Dude, that's just a dumb prank gone awry.
That's kind of what I look at it as. Mm. But, oh, well, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
So that's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
That's when you play the song, John. Yeah.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
So do we have a winner yet?
Yes, we do. They're asking what time they should come for the Sam Houston on Saturday.
My appearance is 1 to 3, and there will be, but we're going to be able to stay afterwards and watch the races. So if you get there a little bit before 1, just depends on how many of the other races you want to play, but the food will go fast, so you want to be there at 1. And I wonder if I have to check and see if I'm judging the hat contest. This has become something I do every year. I judge the hat contest.
Nice.
Anyway, for the actual, we do have a winner. The horse that finished second last year was called Firing Line. Finished just ahead of Dortmund, who most people probably would have guessed. But there you go.
On that Gem of the Day, you know why it was 69 counts?
No.
Because there are 69 members on the football team.
So for
every person.
I thought they were just being funny with it.
No, no.
Myself.
I saw the news story. For every person in that photo, he got charged for that offense.
Hmm. Okay. I got something else to give away now since we've got so many of them. And that we're clear from that one, right?
Yes.
All right. How about a Nothing Bundt Cake gift certificate? Win a Nothing Bundt Cake $20 gift card. Get your mom the perfect sweet for Mother's Day, the best mom around Bundt Cake. It comes with a purple bow and is accented with flowers and butterflies. Or choose her favorite out of the 9 classic flavors with their signature frosting right now at the Galleria Uptown location and the West U location. Mention ESPN and receive a free individual Bundt Cake of your choice. Specialty cake orders are ready in 30 minutes and deliveries available. Nothing Bundt Cake is the perfect last-minute gift for Mother's Day. Caller 15.
All right, guys, and speaking of Mother's Day, it's this Sunday. Get the mom in your life the softest gift for the hardest job. And we've talked about this earlier. Pajamagram, the world's softest pajamas exclusively from Pajamagram, pajamagram.com. These pajamas are literally the softest pajamas in the world. They are lighter than a cloud. They are as soft as it gets. It's like cashmere, only better. She's going to love the way they look. She's going to love the way they feel. And they're going to last a lot longer than flowers or candy. Being a mom's a tough job. Spoiler this Mother's Day with Pajamagram. Give her the gift of softness, comfort, and relaxation with the world's softest PJs from Pajamagram.com. My wife loves Pajamagram. My mom loves Pajamagram. Everybody loves comfy pajamas. Every lady loves comfy pajamas. I don't like to wear pajamas because I'm a dude, but a lot of ladies love it. You don't have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, which helps if you're terrible at those sort of things like I am. Delivery for Mother's Day is guaranteed. Still, today, you can get it guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them AJ Hoffman with ESPN 97.5 sent you.